Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your
Kia ora and welcome to Living Scriptures, where faith meets real life. In every episode of Living Scriptures, we unpack the Bible in ways that empower us to overcome challenges and to confidently walk in God's truth. I'm Morenike, one of your hosts for today, together with Pastor Charles. Today we continue on our series of encouraging us and admonishing us that we can overcome our trouble through wisdom and worship. I want us to know that the power of praise in spiritual warfare or our trouble is undeniable. It is an act of faith, a weapon of battle, and a catalyst for divine intervention. Our key scripture today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 21 to 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Amnon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. You can overcome your trouble through wisdom and worship.
Yes, you can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. Welcome to another Living Scriptures episode on this beautiful Sunday. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Spiritual warfare is a reality for every believer. While prayer and fasting are often emphasized as weapons of warfare, praise remains one of the most powerful, yet often overlooked, tools in securing victory. Praise is not just a response to victory. It is a catalyst that provokes divine intervention, even before the battle is won. When we praise God in the midst of battles, we shift the focus from the size of our problems to the greatness of our God. Praise confuses the enemy. Praise strengthens our spirit and brings God into active engagement on our behalf. It is not a passive activity, but a potent spiritual weapon, my dear friends. So in this teaching today, we will explore how praise functions in spiritual warfare, how it has brought victories in scriptures, and how we can intentionally engage it to secure our spiritual supernatural triumphs in all battles or troubles. Yes, my dear friends, you can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship.
Overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. And we have this encouraging story from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verses 21 to 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Wow, what an encouraging story. I want to also pause at this point to remind us of our services at Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. We meet every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue here in the city center. I want you to join us because I know God can do something new in your life. If you're trusting God for healing and you're trusting God for deliverance, every last Sunday is always a special service where we pray for people. We look forward to you joining us, and we believe that God will do you good in the name of Jesus. Let's look at this illustration. Criticism and praise. Charles Schwab. In 1921, the first person to make $1 million a year when a person making $50 a week was well off was Charles Schwab. Andrew Carnegie had picked him to become the first president of U.S. Steel Company. Why did Andrew Carnegie pay him so much? Because he was a genius? No. Because he knew more about the steel business? No. He said many under him knew much more about steel than he did. It was his ability to deal with people. When asked by Dale Carnegie what was his secret, he said, I consider my ability to arouse enthusiasm among my people. The greatest asset I possess and the way to develop the best that is in a person by appreciation and encouragement. There is nothing else that kills the ambition of a person as criticism from superiors. I never criticize anyone. I believe in giving a person incentive to work. So, I am anxious to praise, but loath to find fault. From how to win friends and influence people. Remember that equation we used last week, which is positive action when you are faced with problems will make us a victor and not a victim.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Living Scriptures. Yes, you can overcome your troubles, all of your troubles, through wisdom and worship. For they did in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 22, the whole of Israel. And when they have consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. My dear friends, when you praise in the midst of your troubles or warfare, praise invokes the presence of God in the midst of battle. Praise brings God directly into your situation. This will happen as God dwells where praise is. So praise creates a throne for God's presence. According to Psalm 22, verse 3. The second thing is this. His presence drives out darkness. So where God is, no enemy can stand. In Psalm 68, verse 102, paraphrase, the scripture says, arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Praise, number 3. Shift our focus to God's power. It magnifies the Lord above the problem. Praise help us not to magnify the problem, but magnify the Lord above the problem. Psalm 34, verse 3. Praise, number 4, prepares the atmosphere for miracle. It sets the tone for divine intervention. Don't forget, Paul and Silas praised God in prison and experienced miraculous deliverance. Have you ever heard in life that earthquake took place and the first thing the earthquake affected was the chains in people's hands or the chains on people's legs? When the Bible recorded that there was an earthquake, the first thing that broke off were the chains in Paul and Silas' hands. That is a miracle. When you praise God, every chain that the enemy has bind you with will fall off. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My dear friends, we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God. And I mean it with all my heart this morning, if you are yet to be one. What shall it profit a man? Jesus said, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul. This is not just another story. This is opportunity to have life. Perhaps today might be your last on earth. And Jesus wants you to accept him. If you die in sin, you might not reign with him eternally. But if you want to reign with him eternally today, why don't you just bow down your heads quietly and tell him that you are sorry for the way you have lived. Confess your fault and your sins to him. Now make this bold confession with me in faith. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. And I promise to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.